Yeah.
Okay.
Grant's meeting in order. Roll call, Judy.
Present.
Liz.
Here.
Jesse.
Here.
Erica.
Yes.
Ellen. Bruce.
Here.
Chrissy.
Here.
And here.
I almost called Erica.
Well, we're used to it.
I know. That's
the second one today.
I know. Sorry about that. All right. Approval of minutes from the Grants Committee for this September 11th, 2017 date.
I make a motion to approve the minutes.
Second.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
All right. Any public comment? All right. Approval of reports, none. Bills and purchases are going around. The only had a thing I had a question on was there was an oil change on there.
Yeah.
For which vehicle?
Yeah,
for which vehicle?
Is it 50?
Okay.
They do something meetings or whatever. Transportation.
So that is that bill that goes to the community development?
Yes, we will pay for it.
Okay.
Yeah, it was.
All right, well, that's
so,
cool.
So does your department have its own vehicles?
Weatherization has.
Do they have a truck?
I think we have a few at the warehouse as well.
Yeah, there's a couple of trucks. I'd say 4 to 5.
But those have, yeah, the weatherization function, but the other one was purchased for local funds and
Okay. So that is that kind of standard practice that each department has vehicles?
Yeah, employment training has a van.
There's not a pool of vans for
No, we have our own.
Everybody has
one.
Their own.
Yeah.
We pay for our own.
Out sure. There, yeah.
We pay for your own.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right, that's going around, so we'll come back to that. Nadine will remind me. A resolution awarding bids for the LIHEAP HVAC contractors and fact sheet. Anybody have any questions on that? If not, I'll accept the motion.
So moved.
Second.
All right.
Yes.
Sorry.
Yes.
Liz.
Yes.
Jesse. Erica.
Yes.
Ellen. Bruce.
Hi.
Chris.
Yes.
Yes. All right. And next is a resolution authorizing a public infrastructure loan to Shuttle Township and fact sheet. Anybody have any questions?
Yeah, I wanted to comment that that area sits in a very low area, often floods. So this generator and the purposes for this loan would be very beneficial so that the highway people can get in and get out, especially when the power's out, to save lives and property. Thank you so much.
All right. Any more comments? If not, Ellen, would you like to make a motion?
Yes. I make a motion to approve it.
Second.
Second.
Right. Second. And
Judy?
Yes. Yes.
Okay.
Liz?
Yes.
Jesse?
Yes.
Erica?
Yes.
Ellen?
Hi. Yes.
Bruce?
Yes.
Chris?
Yes.
Ann?
Right. And I just like to mention the clerk of Shuttle Township is here. Carol Miley. He's happy to see this go.
I'm glad we could do it for you. All right, administrative report. Oh, we have the bill signed.
Yeah.
All right. Can I get a motion?
So no.
Second.
Who was
Judy?
First?
Did you? Yeah.
Liz was first.
Okay.
We're competing.
Yes.
Liz. Gus.
Yes.
Erica.
Yes.
Ellen.
Yes.
Bruce.
Hi.
Chrissy.
Yes.
And
yes.
Administrative report. Okay.
So last month we discussed the job fair that was coming up. I'll tell you that the crowd this year was down compared to other years. I think the employers were happy with the quality of the crowd, not the quantity. And one thing that was very noticeable by a lot of people where there was a lack of 20-somethings in the group of job seekers. So either they all have jobs or job fairs is not how the youth look for jobs anymore. I think it's all online, very impersonal. Second thing is our board recertification was up, our local workforce board. We've added a couple new members and it's So all that's been approved by the state, so we're good to go for another couple of years.
So how will you use that information next time around?
Well, there's a regional group of the workforce directors, which include St. Louis County, St. Louis City, St. Charles County, Jefferson County, and us in St. Clair County. And we had the same discussion at that meeting. Our job fair is a thing of the past, and we need to look at different ways to reach out to people than what they've done historically. So that's an ongoing discussion.
Yeah, you see that kind of in a corporate world. Right. We're totally revamping all of our recruiting efforts, because if you can't recruit from here, it doesn't happen.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And it's amazing that some of the different applications that are out there for students to, I mean, actually it's for students to take a picture of themselves, send in their resume, do this all via an app.
Yep. Yep.
And that's how they get hired.
Yeah.
So it's just not. So that's why I asked. Yep. It's going to be totally.
Yeah, the good news is St. Clair County is in charge of it next year. So.
Oh, good. So we'll see. I like that.
Any other questions for us?
Unless they've come a long way since my day.
Where was he? Here we go. Here we go. Okay.
Oh, sorry.
All right. Special conditions, internal controls questionnaire. Anything like you'd like to talk to me about?
I just wanted to give you all a heads up that DCA has contacted us about our change link key personnel. So,
I'm sorry.
Our change link key personnel have concerns with it.
This is a report saying they have concerns that we don't have a director appointed to our.
Oh,
who's the problem? December 31st, we have to submit some sort of evaluation. I think you do.
By what day?
December 31st. It's all part of their risk assessment. Paperwork with DCO, we've had the name Doug.
Oh,
okay. So he's considered the administrator?
Anytime we don't have an appointed department head, Doug is automatically the department head.
Well, it says that we appointed him, the board.
We
didn't appoint him.
We didn't appoint him, but he's de facto department head no matter what.
Right.
If you don't have an appointee in a position, like an appointed position, Doug will always be the de facto department head no matter what.
Mm-hmm.
So. The county administrator. Sorry, I shouldn't say Doug, but county administrator is automatically that person.
Mm-hmm. It's not like we could do anything right now, but maybe next month we'll know more. Mm-hmm. If we have to put together some sort of an evaluation or report.
So you received this from
DC, mm-hmm. Right? So you're fine now, right, Tony?
We're fine. We're good. Yeah. I have to do a transition plan, but there's no rush on that. Redefining
mm-hmm.
our structure now. So
there were issues with employment and training, but with Tony's appointment, that fulfilled and
right.
took care mm-hmm. of any and all questions for
and
that.
Okay, so
right.
grants, right?
Right.
So
yeah.
We
yeah.
have an interim, but for paperwork, from a paperwork standpoint, so are we searching for a formal candidate?
Yeah. Good question.
I've asked. We've talked about it. I have not gotten a concrete answer on that, so.
Will we put it in the paper?
I don't know. I don't know how they're going to do it. I'll be honest, Helen. I've talked about trade magazines. We've talked about doing an internal promotion. A couple of candidates who would be fine, do great work.
I'm just saying, I've
broached the subject from doing an internal promotion and also putting in trade magazines, doing online, headhunters. I have not had any response, which way we are going to pursue this. As you know.
Because we could end up with a lot of problems and not get grants.
That's what this letter is.
Yeah, I mean, we won't get our grants if we don't have that position filled.
Mm-hmm.
So everything else needs to be cleared up.
Mm-hmm. Well, Hopefully we'll know by next month.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I won't have time to move. I have to put a letter together before 12/31.
Who is Sean Pritchard? Who's that?
Who is that?
Sean Pritchard.
That must be somebody in weatherization.
Okay.
Oh.
At DCEO.
Oh,
yeah, ironically, they've had a lot of turnover too, so it's a little tough to keep track of who all.
So it's no one on our staff.
So this is this is an unsolicited notice that
it's semi-solicited because we have to do a risk assessment and we turn these assessments in prior to writing our grants, and that questionnaire asks about all the key positions, including. Does the program have coordinators? How many years does a coordinator have an experience running grants? And of course, a few of the questions. And these have been for every grant, the energy assistance, as well as weatherization, as well as CSBG. So each time we go to write a grant, they want to know, has there been any change in leadership in the last, usually 2 years, I think. And so that's where that came from. They have just started doing these risk assessments in the last couple of years. So this wasn't past tradition, but it's due to the Transparency Act. So
which is in 2014.
Right. So that's where that came from. We had to send in that we did not currently have an administrator.
There's so many young women and men who have such a degree, master's degree in that. That's why I like to see it put in the paper that this position is open.
We have internal also. She's over there is qualified.
She has done very qualified.
But presently, we don't have a vacancy there.
Well, yeah, you got to do something about that position.
You don't have that yet.
That has to happen first. That should have been taken care of a while ago.
I wish you saw it.
Can't I solve it? Yeah, I'll get back to you on that. Thank you. Anybody have old business?
I just wanted to let you all know I don't anticipate these not having any trouble at the full board meeting, but I won't be there to vote for it. We have parent-teacher conferences next week, so I will not be at the full board meeting.
Okay.
I apologize for that, but I have no choice.
Thank you.
Okay. Well, I'm sorry. You've
got to
come.
Believe me, I'd rather be here than a parent-teacher. If you can believe that.
Yeah, I can believe that. You just might have some ugly parents there. You'd be wishing you were here.
Is there any update on the weatherization building?
I'm going to go look at it tomorrow, one at the port, and talk with Dennis to see if there's anything we can work out. So, still working on it. Rob's going to go with us, Rob Schmidt. So.
Okay. All right. Anything else?
So, in the weatherization building, just for my educational purposes, since we are outsourcing the work, what type of...
We don't outsource. We don't hire carpenters.
Yeah. They're all our,
Okay.
At a reduced rate.
Okay. So that's why we have to be.
They're seasonal. There's no work. They get
They're seasonal. They're at a reduced rate. We don't pay hourly, the hourly prevailing wage rate.
They're union. They come
they're
out of union.
Union.
Yeah, straight out of the hall.
Yeah.
Okay.
We pay them at an apprentice rate. Actually, I don't even know if it's full apprentice rate. I'd have to check.
I think it is.
Right, any other questions? If not, next meeting is Monday, November 6th. So that's it. Motion to adjourn.
So moved. Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
All right. All right.
That was
short. You didn't know we could do that on the spring apparently.